The question of how life originated is one that everyone has asked. Essentially, there are three choices. One, matter, chance, and time. Two, a creator God with a plan by design. And then there's a third view. Some believe God used evolution to create. What about this view? Michael Dowd is the author of a new book titled Thank God for Evolution. In an article posted on the internet titled Darwinists for Jesus, Dowd's view that you can believe in God and evolution is presented. Once an opponent of Darwin, he now considers himself an evolutionary evangelist. Let me quote a few words from the article. For the last 6 years, Dowd has traveled across North America with his wife, Connie Barlow, in a van that displays an image of two fish kissing each other, one labeled Jesus, the other Darwin. Explaining to conservative and liberal congregations why understanding and accepting evolution will bring them closer to spiritual fulfillment. The religious advantage to embracing the evolutionary worldview, Dowd says, is that it explains our frailties, our addictions, our infidelities, and other moral deficiencies as byproducts of adaptation over billions of years. And that, he says, has a potentially liberating effect. Never mind guilt, once we understand our sinful ways, we can get past them and play a conscious role in the evolution of humanity. End of quote. Now, what has happened to Mr. Dowd has happened to countless others on the journey of life. This includes myself. Once a believer in the idea of a biblical creator, higher education, accompanied by the indoctrination of evolution, was all that was needed in order for me to be persuaded that Darwinian evolution was science. And many Bible-believing Christians have fallen for the trap. Since Darwin's theory was proposed in the late 1800s, people who believe in God have looked for ways to become intellectually acceptable by accepting the view that the God of the Bible used the process of evolution to create. It seems that believing in God is more acceptable if you can add evolution to the origin equation. While this may be comforting to the person who believes that the speculation of man is superior to the revelation of God, the belief that millions of years of random chance events has molded and shaped all life on this planet, in my view, is wishful thinking and unscientific. If Darwinian evolution is true, life had to have originated from non-life by some spontaneous process. The law of biogenesis states that all life comes from pre-existing life and there are no exceptions. So if this is the case, how did life come into existence in the first place? Further, there should be billions of examples in the Darwinian tree of life showing the progression of life from one kind to another. To date, these necessary intermediates are non-existent. So why would a Christian embrace the view that evolution explains how God created? Could it be because their faith in man is greater than their faith in God? For years, as a teacher of biology, I embraced a belief in evolution until my eyes were opened. You don't have to be a religious fool to believe in a biblical creator. It only takes an examination of the facts and common sense.